Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The twinkly-eyed cross between a Ken doll mannequin and Count Dracula. Mitt Romney has fallen to the globalist scam artist male Oprah Winfrey. Barack Obama, it's all a giant distraction diversion, except for the fact that they're now selling the idea that you didn't build that, socialism's good, that's the way forward, let's do it. Russia tried it, China tried it, now it's gotten away from it, and it just worked out so good when Mao collectivized everything. So let's go that way and raise taxes, which they know stalls out the economy. The stock market, I don't know. Guys, how far down is the stock market right now? I mean, it doesn't matter. It's been up because it's run by devalued dollars. But we got the stock market down quite a bit right now, down 297 points on the Dow Jones Industrials. You know, my question here is, with all the new carbon taxes and all the new globalism coming in that other countries are exempt from, I wonder how our economy is going to do. Oh, I guess we'll just go on food stamps and, you know, learn how to be under government control, learn how to be domesticated. You remember Judge Tom Head, Texas judge, said of Obama got reelected, he needed more deputies because he knows Obama's going to come for the guns and they're going to have to resist. Well, Obama said in the second debate they are going to try to ban handguns and rifles, and that probably will start a civil war. Let's go ahead and play a clip of that. Here is the judge.
He's going to try to hand over the sovereignty of the United States to the U.N.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's going to happen when that happens? Mm-hmm. I'm thinking worst case scenario.
Right, right. Okay? I understand.
Civil unrest, civil disobedience, civil war, maybe. And we're not talking just a few riots here and demonstrations. We're talking Lexington, Concord, take up arms and get rid of the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now what's going to happen if we do that, if the public decides to do that?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to send in UN troops. I don't want them in Lubbock County.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So I'm going to stand in front of their armored personnel carrier and say, you're not coming in here.
Mm-hmm.
And the sheriff, I've already asked him, I said, are you going to back me? He said, yeah, I'll back you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want a bunch of rookies back there.
True.
I want trained, equipped, seasoned veteran officers to back me.
Okay. And by the way, the new thing, if you don't like Obamacare, you don't like world government, is you're a racist. So when they're trying to send in paramilitaries, this could happen in the future. They're going to call us terrorists. They're going to call us racist. And the answer is to reach out to as many people as we can of every race, color, and creed and wake them up about the new world order. Because the globalists are the ones always introducing race into everything. Ted Cruz, who won last night, the U.S. senator who kind of came out of the Ron Paul movement, he's not been perfect, but he was a lot better than David Dewhurst, who's a globalist monster and even worked with the Nazi Klaus Barbie. You didn't know that? Look it up. You can't make this stuff up. When he was in Central America, South America, both. It's really good to see constitutional Hispanics who can then go out there and wake people up to the new world order as well. Because you got the Republicans with their corporate fascist model, and you've got the Democrats with their socialist fascist model. It's all going the same direction. But the Democrats want to get everybody on food stamps, everybody dependent, so they can control them. All right, we're going to go to break here and come back with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, who was on with us just a few weeks ago, and that was great because he hasn't been doing a lot of interviews. He's been taking time off with his family, so it's great to kind of have this exclusive with Governor Jesse Ventura coming up. I want to get his take on how we've rearranged deck chairs in the Titanic with the two gangs. He's got his new best-selling book out. He's a multi-time New York Times bestseller, number one a few times. The book's like Ain't Got Time to Bleed. We sell all three of his most recent books, along with Fletcher Prouty's book, The Secret Team, that's been reissued by his publisher. Great publishers up there at Skyhorse. So those are all available at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase of books, videos, things like that also supports the broadcast and our truly alternative media system here that we've built. So we'll look at the election, the premiere of the TV show. I'm still not sure exactly which one is premiering tonight, because I was told it was the Death Ray episode or maybe the David Icke episode. And I'm still wanting to know which one, so I'm going to find out. Right now, I haven't even talked to the governor yet. We just got him. I'm going to talk to him during the break, and he'll be back with us live on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
For many years, the 100% organic nutritional supplement, Heart and Body Extract, has been helping people worldwide with wellness issues. It all started with the health concerns of the product's creator, Sharon Harris.
I know what it's like to suffer, to be in pain, to have severe headaches, to have legs, ankles, feet so swollen, I was not able to wear my own shoes. Out of desperation, I decided I'm going to need to create something.
The result is Heart and Body Extract.
Well, Heart and Body Extract is a liquid, an organic herbal formula. It's made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, butcher's broom, bilberry, kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper.
Many people see results with Heart and Body Extract in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. Get well now. To order, visit hnbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I was just up this morning on the conspiracy theory website on True TV because up until just a few days ago, they were still debating, would it be the Reptilians David Icke episode or would it be the Tesla death ray? And right over the wire, they're saying it's going to be the David Icke special tonight. And I was briefly interviewed for it when I was out doing another investigation with Governor Ventura at rocket bases outside Las Vegas. So I don't know the full context of it, but I'm sad to hear the two guys tangle pretty bad. I'll certainly be watching it tonight. We're also going to have 2-hour special coverage tonight at InfoWarsNightlyNews.com with our great reporter team. We have reporters out on the street last night. It was pretty amazing that we're getting to the level now where we are going to be able to challenge the establishment outfits like MSNBC. Governor Ventura has not been doing interviews last month except with us, but he will be on Piers Morgan tonight. We've got some breaking news on that front. But first off, with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, author Jesse Ventura with his Demo Crips and Republicans book that's a bestseller. Let's talk about the election and your take on it, because I talked to you during the break, Gov. You said that you did watch much of the election returns last night. You've got some comments also on some of the propositions.
I watched because I was interested. I actually, what I hoped for didn't happen, but it almost did. And that was this. If you go back to 2000, if you remember, Al Gore won the popular vote, you know, by 500,000, but George Bush presidency because of the Electoral College. And for a long time last night, it looked like those two were going to reverse itself. It looked like President Obama was going to win the Electoral College, and for a great deal of the night, it looked like Mitt Romney was going to win the popular vote, which is what I was hoping would happen. And it did fall short. The president ended up, winning the popular vote by a very slim margin, and then, of course, won the electoral by a much wider margin. And the reason I wanted that to happen was because I wanted the shoe on the other foot within a decade almost. Because I'm an advocate to abolish the Electoral College, and I always have been. I don't understand its purpose anymore. It's outdated. It was put into play back when they had to go to Washington on horseback, so it was the only way they could determine a president. Well, we live in an electronic age now where they can look into your backyard from a satellite. What the hell do we need with the Electoral College? The presidency is the only election in this country that is decided by not the most popular vote. Why?
Sure, I think the argument is the states need to maintain their integral sovereignty within the union, and so you do have a popular vote within the state, and the popular vote renders up that particular number so that the states are still in control of it, kind of like until they came along with the 17th Amendment, as you know, in 1913, Governor. The senators were elected by the legislature and were creatures of the state, so that you had popular elected House members, but senators sent by the legislature, so that you as a governor could go to the legislature and say, I don't like what that U.S. senator's doing, recall them.
Yeah, and I disagree with that, too. You know, I just don't buy the Electoral College. It to me, how can you get the most votes and lose? That makes no sense to me. That, you know, we're one country, we're one nation, and whoever gets the most vote, it would have no bearing on this current election because Obama ended up winning the popular vote.
No, Governor, listen, this is the age old.
I'm an advocate that to abolish the Electoral College. I don't agree with it. They sit and tell you, well, if you don't have the Electoral College, candidates won't go to the little states. They'll only focus on the major metropolitan areas. I got news for you. Even with the Electoral College, that's all they do. That's a hollow statement when they say that, because if I were running for president,
sure,
I had the opportunity to go speak in Montana or California. With the Electoral College, where am I going to go?
California.
I'm going to go where the electoral votes are. So it's irrelevant. It doesn't make any sense when they use that argument. Naturally, a candidate is going to go where the most masses of people can be reached.
Sure, sure. Listen, I get your perspective. I'm not disagreeing with you on that. But expanding on it, Colorado and other states said, hey, just decriminalize marijuana altogether. That's one thing Obama promised he would do, is let the states have their rights. And I'm not even a big marijuana guy. You know, I don't use it. But my point is, well, not often. I have smoked it off and on throughout my life.
Alex Cripe Almighty. I grew up in the 60s.
Well, sure. I'm not going to sit here and lie. What about Bill Clinton saying he didn't inhale?
On what you're saying there, I couldn't be more ecstatic over that. I tipped my hat today. I'm glad you brought it up. Kudos to the people of Colorado. Kudos to the people of Washington for standing up and taking a major, major step in ending this crazy war on drugs. And this is a major step. Now, what will happen? Here's what I would do, Alex. Let me offer this. I saw the interview with the Colorado Democratic governor, and boy, he didn't want to talk about this issue at all. He was skirting it. He didn't know what to say. Had I been the governor, here's what I would have said. I would have said the people of Colorado have spoken. They've taken a step towards ending this crazy war on drugs. Now, marijuana will still be illegal federally. But I, as governor of Colorado, this is what I would say. I, as governor of Colorado, will put no resources nor any manpower towards arresting marijuana users or anything of that sort. So the only way in the state of Colorado you will ever get arrested, it will be federal and federal only. They will get no assistance from state or local government. And and they will get no financial aid or help in any type of investigation or the courts.
Well, I agree with you, and that's a great stand. We need to see that. But that's one thing that, you know, Obama, another one of the lies he told the night before the election, he said, look, I always tell the truth. I don't lie. We played that clip over and over again. And think of all the lies, Governor. What lies can you think of, you know, that now we're looking at Obama so we can move past Romney? 4 more years of Obama. The reason I'm really concerned about that, he can launch wars, but because he's the Peace Prize winner, they're not wars in Libya and Syria. He can continue warrantless spying. Chris Hedges, the Pulitzer Prize winning big liberal, he says Obama is far worse than Bush on many fronts. I mean, are you concerned about what Obama can do now, not facing?
I'm not concerned about what Obama personally can do. I'm concerned about what all started with George Bush and was allowed to happen. Let's remember, this stuff wasn't created by Barack Obama. This stuff went into effect under George Bush.
Okay, well, then we should pressure him to get rid of it.
Criticize Barack Obama. Barack Obama has expanded it.
Exactly.
So he's just doing what was started a decade ago. Now, we need to stop that. They need to speak out loudly, and we as citizens need to stand up, and we can start with the drugs. Washington and Colorado are two great places. The people of those states, which I believe states should determine what drugs are illegal or not legal, should be up to the state. And if the federal now comes down hard on Colorado and Washington for this, we as the rest of the country need to step forward and say, hey, wait a minute, instead of sitting on our asses out there doing nothing.
Well, I agree with you. And look, you know, 10th Amendment, you as a governor know it better than anybody. This is the key. And while we have states, it's time for the states to say, hey, we're going to do what our Constitution and our people say. We're not going to have the distant federal government run by a bunch of foreign banks telling us what to do. And again, even though I'm not somebody that, you know, uses marijuana as a recreational thing, my issue is, I know it's a red herring fraud. I know reefer madness is a fraud. I know it's got a lot of medical uses. And I know that the feds have no business, as Obama said 4 years ago, he was going to stop enforcing federal stuff on recreational.
It's a bigger issue than that, Alex. The issue is this. In a supposed free society, which we claim that we are, how can you commit a crime against yourself?
Yes.
Follow me? That's what drug usage is. If you don't harm anybody else and you simply ingest a drug, how can they arrest you for that in a supposed free society when you're only committing a crime against yourself? It's unconscionable to me, the concept that you can commit a crime against yourself.
No, I agree. I'm just saying the mechanism of the state is there. That's why we have it, to be a check and balance against out-of-control federal behavior.
Right. But the big point is that whether you agree with marijuana or not is irrelevant. It is the point of the matter of committing a crime against yourself in a supposed free society.
No, I agree with you.
You shouldn't be able to do that.
I'm just saying even the marijuana phobics out there need to understand this model of nullification and using the states to block the feds when they're out of control in the tyranny department is something that's really working.
Yeah, and that's why people should get on board and support what Colorado and Washington did. That they're, the people of those states determined on their own that they were going to now want to tax marijuana, they want to treat it the same as alcohol. They want the revenues from it, and they don't want people put in jail over it. And that's the right way to go because, again, it's a step forward in a free society of abolishing the ability of committing a crime against yourself. Now, if somebody smokes pot and goes out and robs the bank, well, fine, then prosecute them.
Oh, yeah, well, nobody's robbing banks that's smoking pot. People drinking are doing it and using cocaine. But listen, expanding on that, we're about to go to break, but you bring up a really interesting point there. Government, as you know and you've written about in your books, has been caught shipping the drugs in to begin with.
Oh, absolutely. Well, certain facets of government, rogue facets of the CIA and things so that they
sure
can finance their stuff because, it, you know, if an element in the government has to do something and they get their money from Congress, well, then they have to account for that money and they have to give reports to Congress and then it gets above board. Well, if they want to operate clandestinely and don't want anybody to know about what they're doing, then they're forced to get an outside revenue. that's what, unfortunately, drugs has been.
Yes.
They've created that as a revenue source where they can make tons of money, and that way they can apply that money to any operation.
Yes, Governor Ventura, we'll be back.
They don't have to bring it above board.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. How will you bet your life? Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late?
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic grades for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Alex Jones. More post-election coverage. 4 more years of Barack Obama. We're going to open the phones up for you after Governor Ventura leaves us. And then Beth Harris is popping in for about 15 minutes to get into any reports of election fraud by both sides that she saw. We're going to get into Prop 37 defeated, if you believe that, in California. Oh, let's not label things. But, Governor, Second Amendment. You know, you've talked about the fact that you're a big supporter of the Second Amendment, and it's for defense. I want you to repeat what you've said privately to me before and also what you've said on air. But Obama in the second debate said he believes you shouldn't be able to own anything semi-automatic. Handguns, rifles. We've got an article out at Infowars.com. Gun stock surge after Obama re-election. And, here's the deal. I can tell you right now, if the government tries to start restricting law-abiding citizens' guns, people aren't going along with this. What is your take on the Second Amendment and what Obama may try to do with the expanded police state?
You're talking to me, Alex?
Yes, Governor. What is your take on that?
I fully support the Second Amendment. I always have. I always will. The Second Amendment was put into the Constitution so that we as citizens would have the right to defend ourselves, basically, if our government became abusive and if it ever got to that situation. And it's also a good idea because as a country, no one will ever invade this country. Because the citizenry are so well-armed in this country, it would be a suicide mission to try to invade the United States of America because of the Second Amendment, which protects and gives us the right to bear arms. And any erosion of this right is simply, I will oppose it completely. If Obama tries to do it, I will oppose him. It doesn't matter to me. I'm a great follower of the Constitution and a follower of the Bill of Rights. And these things were put in there for a reason. And until they amend the Constitution or amend the Bill of Rights, that's the fabric of our nation. And that's what our nation stands for. It's the glue that keeps it together. And we need to honor that as a military veteran and all veterans today. You take an oath stating that you will protect and defend the Constitution and Bill of Rights against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And I live by that oath even today, even though I've been discharged in 1975. I still live by the oath that I took, and that is I will defend the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. So until they're properly changed in some manner, I will continue to defend them.
Sure, but I mean, any government that tried to go out and have their electronic voting machines in some national referendum say we now want to ban the guns, I mean that's just a tyrannical move. And look, just in the last week and a half, you probably saw...
Wait a minute, Alex. To do anything like that, to amend the Constitution, also requires the ratification of two-thirds of the states.
Sure, that's what I meant by the national referendum.
Strictly from a federal level. It would then go down to all the states voting on it, and it would require two-thirds of the states to vote in approval of it.
Now, I know, but...
I believe there are two-thirds of the states in this country that would approve of eradicating that out of the Second Amendment.
But if they bring in enough people and get them on welfare, they will. But here's my issue with this, and I want you to elaborate on this, Governor.
First of all, Alex, I'm going to jump on you again right here. Social welfare pales compared to corporate welfare.
I know.
If you look at charts between social welfare and corporate welfare is 100 times more costly.
Totally agree.
Than social welfare. And it's left under the radar screen. So any chance I get to bring that out, I always do. That corporate welfare is far worse, 10 times worse, than poor people on social welfare.
Governor, let me elaborate. I totally agree with you that that's why they give people a little bit of welfare, so they'll accept all the corporate bailouts and the scams and the trillions and the 30-to-1 in some metrics of corporate welfare. I get all that. I'm saying people that tend to be on welfare will vote the Democratic Party line, which is the abolition of the civilian ownership of firearms.
Well, the Democrats don't have enough power to do that. It would require Republican cooperation.
You're right, buddy. We know that they did that in the 68 Gun Control Act. What do you make of these articles about to go to break here? Long segment coming up, Governor. They now have two federal courts have ruled. They're going to have police dogs come to your door without a warrant. If they smell drugs or explosives, they're going to call that probable cause and come in on snooping investigations.
Well, first of all, let's continue where we started with the states of Colorado and Washington in our first step towards ending the war on drugs.
Yes.
Let's battle it from that front, and we won't have to worry about dogs coming to our door who can smell pot or whatever it might be, because it'll be legal.
No, I agree.
So that's the mechanism there. As far as the explosions and all that, look, if they're going to pound us with martial law, they're going to do some false flag operations in which to implement it. That's what you got to look for.
I agree. Let's talk about that when we come back, and then I want to get into any other tidbits on the election. I want to get your take on Prop 37 in California. Hey, they're saying, we don't want to know what's in our food. Don't tell us. I don't believe that for a minute, folks. That's election fraud. And more with the one, the only, Jesse Ventura. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Preparedness is simple. When you have the right stuff, and with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple. With the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Jesse Ventura is with us. We're just talking about golf during the break and why he loves to play it so much. We're going to get into the TSA episode. Canceled, not going to air of the new series. He says he's going to bring that up on Piers Morgan tonight. I wonder if they'll edit it because it's taped to air. Sometimes it's live. I was live on The View that time so I could say whatever I wanted. University of Mississippi students riot over Obama reelection. That's from the Huffington Post, of all places. I thought I was evil when I pointed out all these people were saying they were going to do that on Twitter. Just absolute idiocy. We're going to be going over some of that. But going back to Governor Ventura, Ventura actually had him print the article just so I could show this to you. My point was, it's the normalcy bias or the learned helplessness, mass Stockholm syndrome, whatever you want to call it. We get more and more comfortable. You know, you're not comfortable having weirdos grab your crotch. I'm not comfortable happening to me or my wife or children, so I can't fly, at least with them. I mean, I've had TSA when I flew back from one of the TV shows with you, guy saying, hey, I listened to your show yesterday, heard this and that. Now I'm going to grab your, I'm going to grab your junk. And I'm just like, I'm going to sue you if you do. So he backed off and didn't do it. But I was going to sue him. Even if he beats the rap, he won't beat the ride. But I mean, it's a joke when the guy knows who you are, you're wearing tight blue jeans, they want to, grab you. But here's CNET News, a division of CBS. Court okays warrantless use of hidden surveillance cameras And now it's going to the Supreme Court, and in arguments, it sounds like they may rule that they can put cameras on your land, come on your land, trespass without warrants, and film you. And then again, as I mentioned, another federal court ruled just last week that they're going to just randomly come down with police dogs at your door and just shave the dog. We all know they got dogs that just want biscuits all day that'll alert on a ham sandwich saying it's PCP and come in your house. I mean, you know, enough's enough. How much are we going to put up with, Governor? How bad is it going to get? Because, listen, if Obama said in the campaign that he was going to come after and try to ban, not the sale, the ownership of all semi-autos, and I mean, they're going to try it, Governor, and I'm telling you, it's going to start a civil war. And our normalcy bias, people just can't believe it's going to happen. Who would have ever thought, Governor, that I'd sit there and watch TSA female people laugh and giggle and take photos of you at Atlanta, as they grabbed all over your private parts? I mean, look, the nightmare's happening is what I'm saying, Governor.
Well, again, it's happening, but it's only because we're allowing it to happen, and they're making us safe, and we seem to be acceptable of that. That as long as we're safe, they can do anything. And Alex, I just want to tell you that you can threaten all the lawsuits you want against TSA. I tried it; you won't get anywhere. So if you sued that guy at TSA, it would simply get thrown out of court, and it would cost you money, like it did me. So the threat of they're not under any fear of a lawsuit threat because nobody can sue them. My case proved that.
Well, you tried to go through the regular normal court, which you should have, but now they say it has to go to administrative. Just because one suit gets thrown out fraudulently doesn't mean we don't fire more torpedoes.
Yeah, but the problem is if you go administrative, you'll never be in front of a jury. You'll be in front of three judges, and there's no discovery allowed. So it's not a real trial.
No, I agree.
Against you, and they'll simply rule against you, and then you're done that way too.
Wow, justice is.
Trust me, Alex. If you go the route of administrative, there's no discovery. There's no anything. You can't call witnesses. You can't have a jury.
Yeah, I mean, I had a lawyer in the studio, and then after the show a few months ago, he said, Jesse Ventura should have filed that in administrative. He filed that in the wrong court, and I hadn't talked to you yet. I've since talked to you, and I said, no, I think he said he wanted to go to the regular court and have a jury. He thinks that's a fraud, which it is. Since when is everything administrative?
It shouldn't be. That's the way they loop the system. And for him to say I should have done the administrative, how do you do that until you have a case? You can't go in front of the Court of Appeals until you have a case. You can't just arbitrarily go in front of the Court of Appeals.
No, I know you've got a top right and a top flight lawyer. I knew you did the right thing. I mean, I remember you saying that you were going to go before the real court and that if that was the case, that you might just end up leaving the United States. I don't know if you remember saying that about a year and a half ago when that suit started, Governor, but where do you stand now and where this country's going?
Well, I don't know. I'm very confused because you get mixed signals all the time. They tell you one thing, but the truth is you have to look at the proof is in the pudding. What are their actions? What are their actions of what they're doing, not the words and what they're saying? Because they'll tell you anything you want to hear. You got to look at what are they actually doing. And so we'll go forward now and we'll see what Obama does. I'll be interested, like I said, to see how he handles Colorado and Washington, the people voting for recreational marijuana. I'll be interested to see what comes through the wash on that. If they start cracking down more and busting more, well, then that tells you that they don't honor states' rights at all and that the battle is on.
Yeah, that's what he did in California. So, I mean, he went hog wild. They say he quadrupled enforcement that Bush had.
Well, it might be. I don't know. I don't live out there, so I couldn't answer that to know whether they did or didn't.
Yes, sir. It was in the news. I know you're not out in California, but that is a fact. Speaking of California, I want to get your take on this. Electronic voting machines, just a month ago or 3 weeks ago, it was 2-1 people wanting to label stuff that has GMO, growing its own pesticides, what have you.
Right.
You know, I got to tell you how much sugar, how many carbohydrates, but not if the plant grows its own pesticide to kill the bugs and things like that. Or and it says Prop 37's defeat, a major win for the media's power of persuasion. I don't agree. I saw them suddenly go, oh, it's flipped now. You know, 60% are against it. I don't believe that Californians didn't want to know if something was...
I find that extremely hard to believe, too. You got to be kidding me that people don't want to know what's in their food. Even China and Russia do it.
Exactly.
You know, in China and Russia, they do it. And the people of California are going to say, no, we don't want to know. Well, clearly, if they're using electronic voting machines... I right there am very suspect. We must ban those things. Go back to a paper ballot and go back to hand counting.
Yeah, they're 100%. It's like five big companies. I've had voting experts on breaking it down. They've got the new Diebold company under a new name is the biggest. They've got Hardiner Civics owned by the neocons. I mean, it is just it's bad news that they're saying we will not let you know what's in this. Now eat it.
I mean, I can't believe that would fail, especially in a state like California, because California is extremely liberal on most parts. They seem to be for most of the time. And although I'm more proud of Minnesota now than California, in Minnesota, gay marriage failed here. They tried to protect and say it was for a man and a woman only, and it lost. And that didn't happen in California, apparently. I don't know if it's the voting machines or not.
Well, my issue is what Ron...
And it passed.
Sure, I disagree with Ron Paul. It's up to the states. All this stuff is. And that's the way it should be.
What's that?
I'm saying I believe all this stuff should be decided at the states.
Oh, I agree. I agree totally. But it needs to be done without electronic voting machines.
Well, that's the problem. How do you get rid of something because you can't vote it out because it's been proven a fraud over and over again?
Well, it requires you to elect the proper officials who will get rid of it.
But how do you elect them when you have to go through the fraudulent mechanism?
Yeah, that's tough. That's why you shouldn't get it. That's why I'm so happy in Minnesota. You got to sit down at a table, you take a pen or a pencil, and you got to fill in the circle.
Yeah, that's a lot better, the old Scantron, because even though it goes through computers, you can still do real recounts because there's a physical copy.
Exactly. You have a receipt.
I bet money Jesse Ventura wouldn't get elected even if you actually were showing winning in the polls in a state run by Diebold.
You might be right. I don't know. You know, you might be right because I don't trust the electronic voting machines at all. They can be hacked into just like any computer can. Again, they do not give a receipt. It's the equivalent. I've said it many times. It's like going to an ATM machine that didn't offer you a receipt. Nobody would do it. You of course, whether you take the receipt is up to you. But always an ATM machine will offer you a receipt. Well, these electronic voting machines don't do that. And until they start to do that, then they need to be gotten rid of.
Sure. Governor, shifting gears into the TV show, you know, just so I can make my statement on this. Yep. I mean, I really respect you. I know you personally. I've never met David Icke in person, but I've probably interviewed him, I don't know, 50 times over the years. You know, some of what he says is pretty far out there for some, but a lot of what he said, I remember him saying 10 years ago, you know, that Savelle was a pedophile, and now it's come out. I mean, just so much of what like 15 years ago, I called him the turd in the punch bowl, and I say that, you know, in the upcoming TV show, if that version of the edit I heard about is still there. I know they change the show all the time. And so it's another conundrum, because I understand why you on the show had some issues. But at the same time, this is such a wild season compared to some of the other people I know. I mean, why, again, I guess that's premiering tonight. Tell us, and I mean, obviously you can't give it all away, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Mountain. I don't want to give it all away. And I'm not even sure what's airing, really. But, I mean, what happened here? Because it bums me out because I like both you guys.
Nothing happened. David Icke and I just met face to face, and we didn't get along too good. I hold nothing against the guy. I asked him some very, what I thought, simple and real questions. he loves to talk in circles, and he didn't really answer them. And I tried to corner him on, you know, with just simple yeses and nos, and he doesn't do anything with a simple yes or no. David Icke would make a great politician.
Well, he was the head of the Green Party in England.
Whatever. Well, he would make a great one because he knows how to double speak, and I'm not speaking down on him. He just knows if he doesn't want to give a yes or no answer, he's a perfect politician. He talks to you for 4 minutes, and at the end of the 4 minutes, you ain't got a clue what he talked about.
Well, you know, I don't think he does that on purpose.
I do.
He talked for 11 hours to a crowd of 6,000 a week and a half ago. I mean, he'll talk for 20 hours. He is. It's long form. I mean, you know, I mean, I think it's kind of a, you know, savant type deal.
And that's really what it gets to. He tries to tell me you got to listen to him for 8 hours. And I'm looking at him like, you can't just answer something yes or no right now. You're telling me I got to sit through a lecture for 8 to 10 hours to get an answer?
Well, listen, I like Sean Stone, but I see the clip up there on the True TV site where they're running around with this woman in a field. And she's going, ah, the reptoids. And you guys are being nice to her.
Psychic.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it, whether many people believe in psychics.
No. Hey, I've had dreams that come true.
Alex, the point of the matter is, when you're doing a show looking for reptilians, you're going to run into some pretty strange people, let me tell you that.
Yeah, in fact, you always say the best stuff off air. Repeat what you told me about the show and your experiences with it.
Well, doing these shows for the last 3 years has been a remarkable experience because I thought I'd been there and done that on a lot of things, but 3 years of doing conspiracy theory, the people I've met, strange people, it has been just outstanding. I mean, it's been very worldly to do this show because there were people and events that I didn't even know existed. And it opened doors to say, wow, is this bizarre? And, you know, I don't take the shows overly serious. I don't live or die by them. It's just an entertaining show where we go out and we pose a conspiracy question and we go talk to people who believe in the particular conspiracy, and it's extremely entertaining and knowledgeable.
No, I know, and usually...
And in the end, Alex, it comes down to you, the viewer. Do you want to accept the belief or not?
Sure. My only issue is you do talk to some... Well, I mean, some of the episodes are groundbreaking, like the FEMA camps, TSA. Those get pulled from airing. And then the others, you know, why is Time Warner happy? I'm sure it'll be entertaining. But I mean, let me tell you, the first two seasons, you guys got something on air that remember we had a private bet. We kind of agreed our bet against the others that it wasn't going to air. We were proven wrong, except we were proven right when they pulled the FEMA episode.
Well, let me tell you something, Alex. We do shows that'll be just as groundbreaking this year, too.
Oh, I know quite a few of them.
But it's just that we went out also and we did some bizarre ones. I mean, the reptilian one, I refused to do it at first. I said, are you crazy? You want me out looking for shape-changing reptiles?
I am.
And the only reason I did it was when they showed me that it was in the top 10 believed conspiracies from Time Magazine.
Well, you got...
There's a huge amount of people that buy into this.
Sure, well,
that made it interesting. Well, if there's that many people that believe this or are interested in it, well, naturally our show is going to go there then. You're not going to take a top 10 conspiracy and ignore it.
No, I know. And you got the Sleestaks and Land of the Lost. You've got the V, the Final Battle. You've got They Live with your buddy Rowdy Piper. I mean, my only issue is if the religions believe in demons and all these mainstream people think there's UFOs, I mean, all David Icke's saying is all these ancient cultures believe, you know, that these reptoids visited. It's kind of like...
Exactly. And I'm not saying, hey, I learned there's a lot of interesting stuff you're going to learn from this show, the reptile show. In fact, let me throw this out at you, Alex. Look at the Christian religion. How does the Christian religion begin?
An upright snake.
Exactly. Is that not a reptile?
I think it is.
There you go. So you got a man, a woman, and a talking snake. Now, let's look at something else interesting. The dinosaurs. We all understand, and this is all that I, you know, not that I didn't know this, but it added in when I did the reptile show. Birds are direct descendants from dinosaurs.
Sure.
We acknowledge that. That's a scientific fact, correct?
Yes. I mean, well, the crocodiles, yeah.
Now, think of this. What is the only thing out there you can teach to talk. A bird.
Yes.
So you're back to the lizards again. It's a reptile. A reptile is able to speak our language. No one else can, not even monkeys.
And the human brain, you know, we have really three brains. The lower brain is basically a crocodile brain.
Well, whatever they want to call it, it's reptilian. So we have that's another point. We have reptilian in our brains, which if you're a believer in science, as I am, that means if you believe in evolution and go back far enough, way back, we were together at one point and obviously separated. So I'll give this benefit of the doubt. If we indeed separated at some point from reptile to human or whatever it might have been through thousands of years, whatever it may have been, well, who's to say the other side died out?
Well, see, again, I don't even go with the mainline evolution. I don't go with what the churches twist. I mean, it's something more. They're now looking at the DNA, and scientists are saying this DNA that we thought 96% was junk, it's all this other important stuff. But here's my issue, and I'm glad we're talking about this here, just because I'm always right up front with everybody. And I called David Icke up, and I said, hey, I think you ought to be in this show, because we were having these discussions, and like, yeah, maybe we're going to go look at it. And then I find out it's all a big blow-up, and so that's why I'm just bummed out, because it sounds like, hey, go be part of this, and then I'm like...
The only reason it was a blow-up is David Icke won't answer simple questions. Watch the show and judge for yourself.
No, I mean, I just...
ask him simple questions... And apparently I'm too stupid because I desire a simple answer.
Yeah.
And he tries to make it seem like there is no simple answer.
Well, I think...
And I don't buy into that.
Sure.
You can answer things yes or no.
Sure. Well, I mean, we can stop talking about this if we have some other issues to cover, but just in the interest of time, because this video, you know, that we've got live going out in this audio, was obviously millions are probably going to end up watching it. You know, just wanting to know about this, especially once it airs tonight. It's just that I want people to know Jesse Ventura did go into this, because I talked to him privately. We had this same discussion you just heard, and I'm like, yeah, David, they know all about that stuff. They just want to get it answered. And then David's the type where he said he was sitting there for like an hour, and he's a real nice guy. He's like, I want to go meet Jesse. They're like, no, you can't meet him. He thought it was a rudeness, because I guess TV's changed since he was at the BBC 20 years ago. He was thinking he wasn't getting to meet you. He didn't know that this is reality TV. They want you really meeting for the first time. So while they were fiddling with lights for an hour and a half, he got angry. You'd been angry on the train, I know, and all the crud you had to deal with, not flying, and a bunch of stuff. So it's just like kind of two sports guys kind of got at it in the room, I think.
No, I don't think so. You watch it and judge for yourself.
I haven't seen it.
So you don't need to build it up that we both had bad days, and so therefore the interview went bad. Watch. Again, I leave it up to the viewer. Watch the interview, listen to the questions that I asked David, and listen to his responses and see if you respond the same way I did.
I can't wait.
Give me, Alex, it's this simple. He beat around the bush and didn't give me answers, which I asked questions for. That is the only thing I got irritated over, was that I traveled a long way and I couldn't get an answer. Plus, he was very condescending towards me.
Sure, I just talked to the crew afterwards, and Tyrell called me right after it happened, and then I talked to David and kind of got the same story. I just like both of you. I don't like seeing the people I like fighting.
We're not fighting.
No.
Dykes and I are not fighting. If there's a fight, it's on his end. I did a TV show. It's over. It's water under the bridge. I don't look at him any differently today than I did before.
No, I hear you. I just know it's going to become a controversy.
Alex, you're too panic-stricken. Relax. Go have a beer.
Oh, man. Hey, we don't have beers. We have cigars, Jesse. You don't drink.
Well, I'm telling you to have a beer.
Please don't tell me that.
I don't need one.
I have one. I'll have about eight.
You're the one that's all wired up over this episode. Relax. It ain't that big a deal.
No, I know. It's just I'm always wired up.
And it's only one little portion of the show. I meet with the Apache Indians. It's much more intriguing than just simply my little showdown with David Icke.
No, I know. I am making a mountain out of a mole. It doesn't matter. Let's just move on here.
All right.
What is your favorite episode, if you have to say, or like, what are two or three that are coming up? Give us a little idea.
Well, of course, I love the death ray one because it's so intriguing to me, the scientifics of it, and Nikola Tesla and all of that stuff. I've been into that now for a little while, so I find that one very interesting. A bizarre one is time travel. You know, is it real? Is it not real? You know, dimensional things like that.
You got a little upset.
It's pretty heavy.
Yeah,
it's pretty scientific, this trip around on a couple of the episodes.
Well,
And I guess the bottom line is this, and I'll put this out there. The bottom line is this, when you do conspiracy theory, you're not allowed to ask the government a question today on anything and expect to get an answer. It's that simple. And that's the most disturbing thing about doing conspiracy theory, is that when I do question any government entity over any subject, you literally get the door slammed in your face and you're told it's none of your business.
That's right.
And that's the part that's disturbing. And that's what people should take from conspiracy theory on a real level. Is that today you are not allowed to ask your government a question, and that's outrageous because we pay the government. They're supposed to work for us. It's not supposed to be the reverse. We don't work for them. They're supposed to work for us. And I think that when we come to the government with a legitimate question on any topic, there, some mechanism should be provided
sure.
to attempt to give a citizen an answer.
Well, they're becoming more and more unaccountable. Shifting gears back into Obama briefly, and then I hope you have time to tell one of your, you know, why you love golf so much, because I find that interesting. Do you think they'll try to impeach Obama over Fast and Furious and some of the things they're doing? And now Hillary, it was in the news 2 days ago, saying we need to invade physically Syria because Al-Qaeda's there, when it's our government and NATO that put them there.
No, they're not going to impeach Obama. He's doing everything he's supposed to do for him. Why would they impeach him?
Sure.
You know, no, I don't see any impeachment on the horizon for anything whatsoever. That's just the red flag BS from the, you know, that's going to fly around always, like the, with every president, it seems, it gets in there. Put it this way, they all have dirty laundry when they get there, or they will get dirty laundry while they're there. That's a given. Just like today, one of the reasons I don't think I can be president, Alex, you got to be able to lie. I believe that. I believe the president has to be able to sit up there, keep a straight face, and lie. Because they've all lied at one time or another.
Sure. And what was it, a week into your governorship? They said, hey, some people want to meet with you. And it was 23 CIA people in plain clothes from the community. They're not.
Oh, it was. They failed it under a CIA training session. And it was up to me. They didn't force me. They asked if I would go down and meet with them. And I, you know, at the time, thought, why not? Well, you know, let's see what this is about. And so I did. But, I mean, they didn't force me into
sure.
by any reason.
Sure, I'm
and
just saying the CIA's there.
Training class or what, who knows. But I did meet with 23 members of the CIA, and all of their questions were geared to how did I get elected.
Sure, Governor, we're almost out of time. Golf, why do you play so much golf?
I play golf, Alex, because I play a lot of it because I need the competition with myself. I'm a competitive person with myself. I'm 61 now. I can't play other sports, so I play. It's me against the golf course, and I need that. I need that for my physical release. That's the way I am. And so that's why I play so much golf, because it's me against the course. I challenge the course every time I go out there. Unfortunately, the course usually wins.
Very interesting. All right, Governor Jesse Ventura, I'll say bye to you during this break. Thank you so much for joining us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for truth seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com.
This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.